Hello, this is my Holy Week Diary for March 31st, 2026. Today is Tuesday in Holy Week. This is a reading from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. As surely as God is faithful, our word to you has not been yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, whom we proclaimed among you, Silvanus and Timothy and I, was not yes and no, but in him it is always yes. For in him every one of God's promises is a yes. For this reason it is through him that we say the Amen to the glory of God. But it is God who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us by putting his seal on us and giving us his Spirit in our hearts as a first installment. Here ends the reading. For most of Lent, I've been a little out of the loop when it comes to the news. Oh, don't worry, I still know the basics of what's happening. I know the U.S. is engaged in strategic combat operations, what some folks would call a war, in Iran. I know that for some in our country, times have never been better, and for others, times have never been worse. I know that there are widely divergent views on any manner of other current events. And I know, for the most part, there is practically nothing I can personally do to have any impact on any of it. So while I know the headlines, I've taken a break from the punditry, the endless spewing of opinions for the sake of spewing opinions under the aegis of supposedly keeping us all informed. Over this same time, I've been reading a book recommended to me by a parishioner. The book, Lost in Thought by philosopher Zena Hitz, is an extended meditation on the love of learning and the intellectual life. One of the characters that guides Hitz's explorations is St. Augustine of Hippo. In reviewing Augustine's autobiography, Confessions, Hitz spends some time talking about Augustine's use of the word curiositas, which is often translated curiosity, but Hitz points out that the word means far more than a mere passing interest. To be consumed with curiositas is to be a lover of spectacle, or to use Augustine's words, to know simply for the sake of knowing. In a world where, according to Google's AI assistant as of this recording, the rate of human knowledge accumulation has increased from doubling every 100 years in 1900 to an estimated doubling every 12 to 13 months today, we can easily spend every waking moment voyeuristically enjoying all sorts of spectacles, from the latest political outrage to the latest celebrity scandal to the hottest television show and everything in between. And no matter how fast we consume content, there is always more content to consume. It is an unsatisfying and addictive loop. The more we know, the less we know, and the more we want to know, and the purveyors of content are happy to give it to us for no other reason than to feed our addiction, which feeds their pocketbooks. As I've thought about Hitz's book and a society which currently runs on spectacle, I am fascinated by Paul's assertion to the church at Corinth in today's reading. Rather than being splintered in all directions, Paul's efforts always coalesce around the preaching of the gospel, and central to that gospel is the person of Jesus Christ. The gospel for Paul isn't simply a set of ethical standards, though it does have ethical implications. The gospel is about encountering a person, and that person is the risen Lord. It is in Jesus that all of God's promises come to fruition. Jesus, for Paul, is God's yes to humanity, to the world, and indeed to all of creation. So when we say Amen, that is, so be it, to God's yes, we only say it because God first said yes to us through the imparting of the Spirit into our hearts, a down payment on both the new creation and our resurrection to new life in Christ. You might rightfully be asking, what does any of this theological gobbledygook have to do with all of the problems of our world? I understand the question, and I'm becoming more convinced that our call as Christians is to spend a little less time consuming spectacle and a lot more time re-engaging with the practices of study, silence, solitude, and prayer. Until we reconnect with the yes God has said to us in Christ, we will feel the constant no the world of spectacle offers us. On Friday, we will once again make the journey to Golgotha. We will sit with a spectacle meant at the time to demonstrate empires and establishments no to God's self-revelation. And as people of faith, we know that as Jesus suffers and dies, we are witnessing God's eternal yes to the assertion that love overcomes hate, mercy overcomes sin, and life overcomes death. Because of the cross, we are set free to live a different kind of life, a life Jesus called abundant. I don't usually give homework with these little devotionals, but here is a suggestion. How about taking a break from all the usual forms of spectacle for the next few days? Trust me, it will all be there when you tune back in on Easter afternoon. In the meantime, receive this Holy Week as the gift that it is, the opportunity to enter deeply into the mystery of God's undying love for the whole world, for all eternity. It is through that undying love in Christ that God has said yes to us. And it is for that undying love that we can respond with a resounding Amen. Let us pray. O God, by the passion of your blessed Son, you made an instrument of shameful death to be for us the means of life. Grant us so to glory in the cross of Christ that we may gladly suffer shame and loss for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.